Another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Today, we are very pleased to have with us Planet Youth Lanark County's David Sompe, who is back ahead of a community action meeting that is taking place on November 24th, where they'll share an in-depth look on substance abuse in local youth and surveys that were conducted in our schools. David, welcome back to Lake 88.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
I like the name of the meeting, first off, Community Action Meeting. It is not, it really is a call to action when you call it a Community Action Meeting. It is something that is showing that work is being done, things are in progress, and progress is being made. And when it comes to Planet Youth, we'll get you to tell us a little bit about what it is, but really this action part of it, I think, is a very good adjective describing what is happening when it comes to prevention of youth substance abuse.
Yeah, thanks very much. The whole intent of this project we've been working on for 4 years now is to really provide the community with information that it can use to develop strategies that are community-based strategies and to take action at the community level to make it less likely that youth growing up in Lanark County will use substances, or at least to delay when they first encounter a substance.
Now, for any of our listeners who don't know, and I'm pretty sure most of them do know what it is, or have at least heard about Planet Youth Lanark County, give us sort of in broad strokes what the idea is here.
Well, you know, I'd like to start off with, and this is not original to me, but quite often when people talk about this kind of work, they use a parable. And the parable goes something like, there was a lady who lived by a river, just up above a waterfall, and she went out for a walk every day by the river. And one day she saw a young person out in the river being swept towards the waterfall. So she swam out and pulled him back into shore. And the next day, the same thing happened. And the next day, the same thing happened. And one day, she was out there, and as she was pulling one youth back into shore, she heard cries from other youth. And so the whole community realized there was a problem here. So they trained a bunch of people in how to be lifeguards, and they put up, you know, life preservers, and did a bunch of things like that to keep people from being swept over the waterfall. But one day, this lady started walking up the river, and people said, "Where are you going? We need you here." And she said, "I'm going upstream to see if I can stop the kids from falling in the waterfall." So that's a parable which describes what the class of work that we're trying to do here. We're trying to do upstream prevention to prevent people from encountering substances earlier in their life, because we know that if we delay or prevent that, it's less likely they're going to have problems downstream later in their life.
And that makes a lot of sense, because we do know how difficult it can be to deal with substance abuse for individuals, for the families around them. And I'm only scratching the surface there, because it really can become the center of people's lives. It can derail lives. It can change lives. Whereas the approach that Planet Youth takes is, well, let's just not let it happen in the first place.
Yeah, and I think the important thing to think about is, for youth, is, you know, as the brain is continuing to develop, then it's very sensitive to these kinds of influences, or you know, like the brain develops in a different way if it's exposed. In the most extreme case would be brains that are exposed to alcohol before the child is born, and that results in something called fecal alcohol syndrome disability, FASD. We're not talking about that in our case, but we are talking about making it so that young people are more likely to make healthy choices.
And a big part of this, of course, was a survey that was taken. We've talked to you about it a few times, and really the organization has been digesting this data from the survey. Why don't you tell our listeners what this was?
Sure. So the survey was conducted in late February, early March, and all students who are in grade 10 attending school in Lanark County were offered the opportunity to fill out the survey, and 70% did, 70%. So that's pretty good participation. So it's really reflective of what you know, what was happening in the lives of grade 10 students in Lanark County in February, March of this year. I would also say that that happened during the pandemic, and we had a couple of snow days in the weeks that the survey was being administered. So we're actually pretty pleased with 70%. And the survey asks a bunch of questions that allow you know, the analysis to both understand a little bit about, you know, what the prevalence of particular behaviors is, how students are feeling about their relationship with their community, and also allows us to tease out what are called risk and protective factors. And the idea of this whole method is to share this information with communities so that communities can say, well, you know, maybe we can do something and we can strengthen some protective factors here, and maybe that'll make a difference downstream.
It's a really interesting age to be going after that sort of 15, 16 year old, because you're out of being a kid barely. You're starting to get into some of those more adult situations, if you will. It is really a crossroads. Is that really why you picked this age, or why this age was chosen?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I don't disagree with what you're saying, but by asking that age group to fill out the survey, we're learning about what the impact of all the things that have happened in their lives to them, the environment that they've lived in up until that time, what its outcome is. It's unlikely, actually, that anything that we would do from a Planet Youth Lanark County perspective would have a major impact on the behaviors of those 15 and 16 year olds, because they, you know, it's kind of baked in. It's really hard to change a behavior once it's there. Not that they can't. I mean, I know this. I try to lose weight all the time. I'm always carrying an extra 10 pounds, and it's hard to get it off. But the community hopefully will make some decisions, do some things which will impact the lives of kids which are maybe in grade 5 or grade 8 right now. And by the time they are in grade 10 and they fill out one of our surveys, we'll be able to measure the impact of those actions. So we probably will be looking at things that are impacting younger kids, I would think. I mean, it's up to the community to decide.
Yeah. And the numbers, I say numbers, the data, the way that this is all presented is very cool, for lack of a better term, because it is broken down in so many different ways. You wanted to tease us a little bit, or give us a little bit of a tease, as to some of the data that is presented here. And I don't know if I expected numbers to look like this when it comes to, you know, the raw usage and so on. But there's other things that you've put in here, and we'll talk about that in a moment, that to me is kind of shocking. I don't know what your initial reactions were to that data. You know, for me, taking a look at this, it's both fascinating, shocking, and, you know, downright interesting.
Well, let's just back up a little bit and remember that there's four domains that are defined in this methodology that we explore. And those domains are well known to influence the environment that young people grow up in. And those domains are what happens in their family life, what happens within their peer group, what happens at school, and what happens in their leisure time. And so when people read the reports, and the reports are available on our website, planetyouthlanark.ca, the initial reports anyway, you will see that data is presented in those four domains, as well as just some raw data. And we also present what are called cross tabulations. So they say, what is the relationship, at least in this data, between, you know, how much time a youth spends with his parents on the weekend and their reported consumption of alcohol or being drunk in the last 30 days, their lifetime consumption of cannabis or smoking cigarettes, for example. And remember, these are grade 10 students. And what we saw was that if students rarely spend time with their parents on the weekends, 18% of them are reporting that they were drunk in the last 30 days. So that would have been in, you know, late January, early February, whereas the number for adolescents that are reporting that they regularly spend time with their parents on the weekends, the number was 9%. So, you know, 50% lower. And even more profound was the impact of parents just knowing where their adolescents were in the evening. The numbers were even higher in terms of differences between reported substance use or not. So that's showing the impact of parents just knowing about where their kids are. There was also some really striking data about the perceived level of substance use by the peer group. There appears to be a very, very strong correlation, which probably doesn't surprise anybody, but it's very interesting to see it in the data from Lanark County in 2022, that adolescents that, for example, reported being drunk in the last 30 days, if they reported that they had been drunk in the last 30 days, they reported that 61% of them said that their peer group had been as well, where only 4% said they were drunk in the last 30 days, but their peer group wasn't. Pretty strong message, I think, there.
Absolutely. And so what do you do with this data now? I mean, it's nice. It's great to have it all collected. I know that Planet Youth has all sorts of partners, and I'm sure that they're just clamoring to get their hands on this to begin to use it. Like, you can obviously use this to improve family life in Lanark County. You can do so many different things with the information that has been collected here.
Well, the next step that we're going through is what's called the data dissemination stage, and we're sharing this data with communities across Lanark County. And we're also looking to work with local champions in each of the communities, and we can provide, there are actually reports for each of the municipalities. So I've just talked about the Lanark County level of data. There's a report for Carleton Place. There's a report for Mississippi Mills, Lanark Highlands. There's a report for Smiths Falls.
Are they very different?
There are some differences. They're not hugely different, I don't think. Okay. And actually, the other thing I would say is I've had the opportunity to compare our data with some recent data from other communities. For example, there's a community in Australia called Blue Mountains, with a plural, not Blue Mountain like in Ontario. Yeah. And I see some, certainly the trends are similar. The relation, the tabulations, if you look, against some of the things we've talked about today, participation in organized sports is another one. The trends are very similar. The numbers might be a little bit different, but so it does speak to the fact that these are kind of universal truths about protective and risk factors. But what is different, perhaps, is what would make sense to do in Lanark Highlands versus there are some other communities in Canada that are not as far along as us, but they're starting to do this work. Calgary is one. So the kind of interventions that they might do in Calgary would be very different than we would do here in Lanark County. And actually, very interesting, yesterday I was participating, and there's an online conference going on yesterday and today about upstream prevention and youth engagement, which is a big part of what we're trying to do as well. We are in the process of sharing the data with youth through some, first of all, through some workshops in various, in the youth centers across the county, and getting feedback from youth on what they see in the data, and with the idea of hope of asking, requesting youth to help us respond, help the communities respond to say, what could we do as a community to address some of these things.
I think that's a very big piece to it. Yeah.
Absolutely. What I was going to say, though, is that there's a presentation about some work that's gone on in West Virginia, a very economically depressed area right now. And they found that their biggest risk factor was kids not having things to do in the summertime when they weren't in school.
Really?
So they chose to really focus on developing, structured activities during the summertime. I don't know that that's going to be applicable here in Lanark County, but it's just, that's an example of how communities have taken the data and said, now what do we do? How can we make a difference?
Yeah. And it's really interesting, because that's something that comes up time and time again when we have conversations about, things for youth to do, whether it be talking to a politician or a youth group or whatever. There's often people who, well, actually, I don't even want to say often, all the time, people are saying there's not enough for them to do here. And that can be a big factor because what else are you going to do? I don't know. Let's go drink or let's go do whatever, you know, and that can come up. We know it can. I've seen it firsthand with young people. I understand that soccer played a big role in Iceland.
Well, the mayor of Reykjavik, in Iceland, what they did was, it's a very interesting thing they've done. They've created something called a leisure card. And so in Reykjavik, for example, every child has a card which they can use, which is like a worth about, I think it's worth about $500 US. And they can use that to pay for enrollment in, soccer fees, to join a soccer club, or to take music lessons, or theater, any kind of these structured activities. And there are accredited clubs or providers for these services, so that there's a quality control there. And that has been one of the really excellent initiatives that has gone on in Iceland. And they've gone from having the worst statistics to the best statistics in terms of problematic substance use by youth. And another thing that I learned yesterday is they have halved the, if you look at 20-year-olds who are seeking treatment for problematic substance use, over the time that they were able to implement this model and reduce substance use, they've also reduced by 50% the demand for treatment. Amazing. So anyway, coming back to your comment about soccer, is the mayor of Reykjavik says that's the reason why Iceland made it to the World Cup a few years ago, because they had kids that were just learning how, spending a lot of time learning how to be really proficient at soccer. So Iceland really punches above its weight in World Cup soccer because of that.
Well, you know what, David, I hate to do this, but we have to cut it off there because we're right out of time here. But that's good because people who are interested will want to know more about this. And just so happens you have a meeting coming up.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. We have an incredible meeting that's coming up on the 24th. So tell us what that night's going to look like, sir.
Thanks. That's great. So, on the 24th of November at 7 o'clock, we're going to be hosting a meeting. It's Planet Youth Lanark County and the Carleton Place Municipal Drug Strategy Committee, which is a committee of Carleton Place Council, are co-hosting the meeting, and it's going to be a hybrid format. So people are welcome to come and be in person in the sanctuary at Zion Memorial United Church, which is right across from the Cenotaph or across from the library in Carleton Place. As well, we'll be broadcasting on Zoom, and the capabilities there to do interactive stuff on Zoom. So if people dial in on Zoom and they want to ask some questions, they'll be able to do that. And we're going to be presenting a little bit more detail about some of the things we've talked about today. We're going to be sharing some things that other communities have done. And we're going to be engaging the folks who participate in that meeting to help us get a sense of where they would like to see us go with this data, how they'd like to see us move forward at the county level and in individual communities. So if folks are interested in that, they can go to planetyouthlanark.ca, and there'll be some information about the registration there. It's an Eventbrite registration that we're asking people to do. No cost at all, but it just helps us understand how many people may be showing up, so we can practice, good social distancing and those kinds of things. And we'll hear from our new medical officer of health at the meeting, and we'll have a few discussions from other folks who've been working particularly with the youth, and hear about some of the youth engagement activities we've been doing.
Yeah, and it's a lot more than just sitting there listening to numbers. We've only scratched the surface here in our conversation today and the other conversations that we've had too, David. These are fascinating things that you're unearthing here. So, we really encourage anyone who is interested in this or, has children, and would like to be a part of making this change. And again, as you said, it's a long-term change. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. But anyone who would be interested in this should definitely head out to Zion United Memorial Church in Carleton Place, 7 o'clock on the 24th.
It's all about making our communities better places to grow up. It's about health promotion. Thanks
And
very
it,
much.
you're very welcome. And it's going to get done because of people like you, David. Really, every time I speak with you, I mean, you can just tell your passion and dedication to this is second to none. It's a pleasure to speak with you. And I am very sure that this is not our last conversation. I look forward to the next one.
Thanks again.
You're very welcome. David Zompe with Planet Youth Lanark County joining us today on this edition of In Focus. I'm Bob Perot. Thanks so much for listening.
In Focus on Lake 88. To hear today's program online or to listen to any of our previous In Focus interviews, visit our website at lanarkleadstoday.ca.
In Focus.